You've reached the right place. A destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul. A mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Like, howdy do, your 10 soldiers, your clowns too. They're all laughing at you. I'm laughing at you too. Like basketball, 5,000, that was all. The games you really knew, yeah. Why couldn't I beat you in the middle of the room? Got no time to count my sheep today. Ooh, how could I let you get away when I knew I'd need somebody soon? Like Mother Goose, winds you up, then turns you loose. Block 10 was beating too, and I can't tell green from blue. No, no. Cat and mouse, games of chase instead of house. I get so mad at you, like parents often do, in the middle of the room. Got no time to count my sheep today, baby. How could I let you get away? Ooh, how could I let you get away, baby, when I knew I need somebody soon?
Yeah, this is Professor T Love giving you some of that soulful grooves from the Detroit Spinners, talking about How Could I Let You Get Away. And you know, that's that song, you know, the whole type of sound that the Spinners emerged from, versus having a Motown sound to now a Philadelphia International soul sound. You know, the Spinners, you know, they had a long run of classic hits, especially during the 1970s. Of course, you heard the lead singer, Felipe Wynn, singing on that song, you know, How Could I Let You Get Away. And, you know, when the Spinners joined Atlantic Records in 1972, and they were under the helm of producer and songwriter Tom Bell, the Spinners charted 5 top 100 singles and 2 top 10s from their post-Motown album, the Spinners in 1972, and they went on to become one of the biggest soul acts of the 1970s. And you know, this song, How Could I Let You Get Away, came off of this album. And you know, they had a number one hit with I'll Be Around. Also, some of the great songs off of this album was Could It Be I'm Falling in Love, One of a Kind, Love Affair, Ghetto Child, and How Could I Let You Get Away. This album was also the second of 14 straight studio albums to make the Billboard 200 and their first in the top 20. And this album reached number 14 on the charts. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and this is Professor T Love coming at you on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm. And make sure you can catch me on aircheck.us, where you not only find me, but you'll also find some other well-known DJs on that network as well. Make sure you catch me on Live 365, because it's live and popping there, and you get nonstop soul music with limited commercial interruption. I am also on Legend Radio 107.com, where you can hear the soulful sounds of DJ Heavy and also some other DJs from all over the world playing you some of the best R&B, classic soul, and new R&B music, just like A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we're going to dip back into the bag, and we're going to go way back to Sunny Night, talking about, you know what, you are confidential to me. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Confidential as a church at twilight, sentimental as a rose in moonlight. My love for you will always be confidential to me. Confidential as a mother's prayer, too beautiful for other eyes to share. My love for you will always be confidential to me. Our love's a precious secret, a beautiful thing apart. There is no need for prying eyes to look into my heart. Confidential as a baby's cry, secret and moving as a lover's sigh. My love for you will always be confidential to me. Confidential as a baby's cry, secret and moving as a lover's sigh. My love for you will always be confidential to me.
Yeah, going back to the 1950s, 1956, for Mr. Sunny Night, known as Joseph Coleman Smith, who was born May 17th, 1934, and he died September 5th, 1998. He died in Hawaii, Maui, Hawaii. And, you know, he wrote a book called The Day the Music Died. He was credited as Joseph C. Smith, and it was based on his own personal experiences in the music business in the 1950s. And the book received really good reviews and remained in print for over 25 years. And it basically talked about his experience of how rock and roll came to be, and what it turned into. And basically, the book discussed the theme of racism and basically how a lot of music companies benefited from R&B and co-opting R&B records and doing covers of them to become even more profitable. And, you know, Sonny Knight, was born in Maywood, Illinois, and he moved to Los Angeles with his family in the early 1950s. But he decided that he was interested in business and interested in the music business as well. And he visited the Messner brothers that owned Aladdin Records to sell them a song called Vicious, Vicious Vodka that he had written for his idol Amos Milburn. Milburn recorded the song in 1954. But, you know, after that, you know, after having some unsuccessful singles, you know, Sonny Knight, he decided to leave California, and he moved to Hawaii, where he became basically a nightclub singer, but he did very well with his book, The Day the Music Died. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and this is Professor T. Love, and coming up next, we're going to play you some good harmonizing soul from the Cleveland, Ohio group, originally from Cleveland, Ohio, the OJs, talking about you better look over your shoulder. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Yeah, the OJ's talking about you better look over your shoulder, which was off of the album called Back on Top from 1968. And the OJ's at that time comprised of Eddie Levert, William Powell, Walter Williams, and Bob Massey. There were originally five OJ's, which would include the member Bill Iles, but he quit the group shortly before this album was recorded. And after this album was recorded, Bob Massey would later leave the group just before the OJs, the three, Eddie Levert, William Powell, Walter Williams would go to Philadelphia International Records. And you need to get, this is how I got introduced to the OJs as a kid. You know, my father bought this album, Back on Top, and it's a hot album because there's another sweet song, I'll Be Sweeter Tomorrow Than I Was Yesterday, Than I Was Today. I'm So Glad I Found You, Look Over Your Shoulder. You got to hear their song, I'll Be Seeing You, which is an old pop standard. But Look Over Your Shoulder was charted at 89, and I'll Be Sweeter Tomorrow Than I Was Today charted at 66. But you know what? Even though the OJs, this wasn't like really what you call a chart-topping album or singles, it's still a classic album. Because you get to hear the quality of the OJs, meaning their harmonies, the group harmony, the doo-wop harmony. And, you know, who knew that later on, maybe like two to three years later, they would go on to be like the super group of Philadelphia International Records. And this is Professor T. Love on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul. And if you want to email me, you can email me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. Make sure you like my Facebook page, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Definitely leave your comments if you enjoy the show. And I just want to thank all the people out there listening to A Bowl of Soul. You guys are really giving this show some momentum. I want to thank the Progressive Radio Network for having me on their network. And soon, I am going to be on Own Your Own Power Radio. And, you know, you better keep it locked to Own Your Own Power Radio. Just giving a shout out to all the listeners of Own Your Own Power Radio. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, Mr. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles talking about, you know what, you need to give her up. You know, this is off of this Special Occasion album, which I feel is a classic album, a classic Smokey album. And this is A Bowl of Soul. set, giving you some of that smooth, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Like I said, that's off of the special occasion album done by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles in 1968. And as you know, it was in the year of 1968, on this day, April 4th, 1968, that we lost the great Dr. Martin Luther King. He was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee, at the Lorraine Motel. And he was assassinated. He was killed while he was standing on the balcony of his room. And, you know, it's been 46 years since we lost Dr. King. But, you know, Dr. King's memory continues to live on in all of us, and even in the people that didn't like Dr. King, his memory still lives. And, you know, some of the things that people were grappling with in 1968 in terms of fair wages, because, you know, it was in Memphis, Tennessee, that he was lending his support to the sanitation workers, black sanitation workers that were striking in Memphis, Tennessee. And what a lot of people don't know is that, you know, black sanitation workers have been striking in Memphis, Tennessee since 1962. And this was an ongoing struggle between them and city government in Memphis. And, you know, one thing that people need to understand about black folks in Memphis, they were, you know, they are outspoken. And, you know, a lot of the religious leaders have been outspoken as well, long before Dr. King came there, but he came there to lend his support, because he realized it wasn't enough for a black man to just sit at a counter and with everybody else, or shop in the same stores, or go to the same bathroom as white folks. It was about economic equality, economic power, and for a black man to have dignity and feel like he has the respect of his peers. And if you get a chance, you really can capture what was going on in Memphis by reading a book that I'm reading now called Respect Yourself, Stax Records and the Soul Explosion, which is written by Robert Gordon, and the foreword is by the great Booker T and the MG's lead, Mr. Booker T. Jones. And you really get an idea of what was going on in Memphis, Tennessee, and the racism that was going on in that town. But yet and still, it was on this day that Dr. King was murdered. So here on A Bowl of Soul, you know, we are commemorating the memory of Dr. Martin Luther King as well. But we're going to keep the show going, because we are going to get to the point where you're going to hear a little something from Dr. King himself. But on A Bowl of Soul, coming up next, the 3 degrees. Talking about, you know what? I didn't know you were going to be my baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Loving you would drive me crazy.
I didn't know you were gonna be my baby. Yeah, that's the 3 Degrees, and you know that came off of the album called The 3 Degrees. It was a 1973 studio album, and you know it was on this album where you had the hit single, When Will I See You Again? And you know that song, I didn't know, was written by Bunny Siegler and Gene Lang. And The 3 Degrees consisted of Miss Sheila Ferguson, Valerie Holiday, and Miss Fayette Pinckney. And you know, the 3 Degrees, they formed their group in 1963. And they had their first studio album was called Maybe, which was released on Roulette Records in 1970. But you know that the 3 Degrees were also like the backup group for, meaning the vocals in MFSB, when they did the Soul Train theme as well. You know, as well as Love Is the Message. You know, those are those girls harmonizing on Love Is the Message. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and this is Professor T. Love coming at you on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm. And we're just going to come at you next with, going to keep that groove going with MFSB, talking about brothers and sisters. And this is A Bowl of Soul. That's MFSB talking about brothers and sisters, and that's off the album called Philadelphia Freedom. But check this out. You need to know why. You need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s. A little bit of the 60s. Thrown in with some of the 70s. Mix well with the 80s. Bring to boil with the 90s. And just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
On A Bowl of Soul, we celebrate the legendary Frankie Knuckles, the godfather of house music, who passed away on March 31st, 2014. Frankie Knuckles played an important role in developing and popularizing house music in Chicago during the 1980s, when the genre was in its infancy. I consider Frankie Knuckles and Larry Levan, DJ Larry Levan, who passed before him, the godfathers of house. On A Bowl of Soul, we celebrate the legacy of Mr. Frankie Knuckles by playing Rain Falls featuring Miss Lisa Michaels. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
we celebrate the late, great Mr. Frankie Knuckles. In 1997, Frankie Knuckles won the Grammy Award for a Remix of the Year, Non-Classical. And in 2004, A Stretch of Street, Jefferson Street between Jackson Boulevard and Madison Street in Chicago, is called Frankie Knuckles Way. And it was declared on August 25th, 2004. And the person that made that happen was President Barack Obama. And, you know, he was inducted into the Dance Music Hall of Fame in 2005. And, you know, he has remixed Lisa Stansfield, Luther Vandross, Shantae Moore, Sounds of Blackness, Janet Jackson, Diana Ross, Michael Jackson, again, a couple of his songs, Toni Braxton. He also remixed Million Dollar Bill by Whitney Houston, Forever Came Today, which is a classic from the Jackson 5, and Wrong by Depeche Mode. Like I said, he is the godfather of house music, and we celebrate Frankie Knuckles, and we mourn his passing, but he has left a definite legacy for eons to go. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we're going to keep the groove going, and we got something from, it's a Steppers groove, by Archie Bell and the Drells, called Don't Let Love Get You Down. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Girl, I'll take it.
Yeah, this is a Ball of Soul, and that's Archie Bell and the Drells giving you a nice step groove called Don't Let Love Get You Down. And, you know, I'm going to play a little excerpt from Dr. Martin Luther King, because he always said, whatever you do in life, be the best person that does what they do.
What I'm saying to you this morning, my friend, even if it falls your lot to be a street sweeper, go on out and sweep streets like Michelangelo painted pictures. Sweep streets like Handel and Beethoven composed music. Sweep streets like Shakespeare wrote portraits. Sweep streets so well that all the host of heaven and earth will have to pause and say, here lived a great street sweeper who swept his job well. If you can't be a pine on the top of a hill, be a scrub in the valley, but be the best little scrub on the side of the rill. Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a highway, just be a trail. If you can't be the sun, be a star. It isn't by size that you win or you fail. Be the best of whatever you are. And when you do this, you've mastered the length of life. This onward push to the end of self-fulfillment is the end of a person's life. Now, don't stop here, though. You know, a lot of people get no further in life than the length. They develop their inner powers. They do their jobs well. Do you know they try to live as if nobody else lives in the world but themselves? And they use everybody as mere tools to get to where they are going. They don't love anybody but themselves. And the only kind of love that they really have for other people is utilitarian love. You know, they just love people that they can use.
Because, you know, Martin Luther King was such a vibrant speaker. It's like he could sing holes. I mean, not so much. He could talk, meaning preach to you. Like, you just feel it in every fiber of your body when Dr. King. It's like you're automatically convicted when he spoke, you know. But I had to share that with you in commemoration of Dr. Martin Luther King, who we lost on this day of April 4th. And we're going to keep the groove going. We're going to give you some inner city blues, because, you know, some of the stuff that Dr. King was talking about, we're still experiencing. And even though he died in 1968, there are some things that still have not been eradicated.
Trigger happy, holy. Everybody thinks we're on the mother. Who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother.
Simply call us we wear our hair long.
Mother, mother.
We're bringing you some soul from the late, great Marvin Gaye. Had to bring that to you also because Marvin Gaye was born in April. He died April 1st, and he was also born in April. He was born on April 2nd, 1939, and he was killed on April 1st, 1984. And I had to bring you some inner city blues. Make me wanna holler the way they do my life. I'm gonna end this show with Nina Simone's song, Everything Must Change. Because life is about evolving. And things just cannot stay the same whether we like it or not. And even though we lost Dr. King, his message is still the same, that everything must change.
Everything's changed. Nothing remains the same. Everyone must change. No. That's the way of time. Nothing and no one remains the same. There is a little end of life you can be sure of. Ooh. Except the rain comes from the clouds, sunlight from the sky, and hummingbirds do fly. Mysteries do unfold. That's the way of time. Nothing nor one remains unchanged. From the clouds, sunlight from the sky, morning bed. Everything's changed. Everything.
Thank you for listening to A Bowl of Soul. Make sure you tune in to Own Your Own Power Radio.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.